for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The Iraqi Prime Minister's office says there were disagreements over how to conduct a session with President Trump, so the meeting didn't take place. The White House says there were security concerns about the president's unannounced visit to Iraq. They said that things moved just too quickly for a meeting. The two leaders did get to speak by phone. President Trump and his wife Melania met with U.S. troops at an air base in western Iraq.
We came to al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do to keep America safe, strong, and free.
He also defended his decision to pull American forces out of Syria. The president spent about 3.5 hours at the base in Iraq before leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the buy two, get one free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
President Trump is saying he will do whatever he has to get the border wall funding.
Politically speaking, I don't do it for politics. I'm doing nothing for politics. But politically speaking, people want border security.
A partial government shutdown caused by a dispute over border wall funding is now in day five. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has ordered extraordinary protective measures after two migrant children died in U.S. custody in the last month. A historic day for the U.S. stock market, with the highest single-day gain ever for the Dow, up 1,086 points after a strong holiday retail season. The index advanced about 5%. Bloomberg reports the U.S. is sending a trade delegation to China for new trade talks right around January 7th. The NASDAQ rose 361 and the S&P 500 was up 117. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A messy GoFundMe scam that angered hundreds of people is finally cleared up. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It was the feel-good story you wanted to believe, but GoFundMe says it's refunded everyone who contributed to a campaign involving a homeless veteran from Philadelphia who prosecutors now say schemed with the New Jersey couple to scam donors out of over $400,000. They allege that Johnny Bobbitt conspired with Caitlin McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, to concoct the feel-good story about Bobbitt giving McClure his last $20 when her car ran out of gas. They raised the $400,000, but authorities say it was spent on luxury items and casino trips, mostly by McClure and D'Amico. In fact, the whole case came to light when Bobbitt ended up trying to sue them, saying he wasn't getting his share of the money, and that's when the story began to unravel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's still lots of people planning to travel before the holiday is over. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says a major winter storm threatens to cause trouble for thousands of travelers.
Airports are going to be absolutely insane anyway today because a lot of people traveling home. Add to that the snow, the rain, the severe weather threat, and we could have pure chaos as far as travel goes.
And an even heavier snow event is expected to develop over the Four Corners region through Friday. The Weather Service suggests you leave early and plan ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.